Hi. Welcome to the Pockets of Hope podcast. I am your host, Molina, and I'm just so happy to be recording again. This is episode number 2 of season 3 since we've been back, and we are not giving up. We're not quitting. We're not letting up. If my voice sounds a little raspy, dry, and hoarse, that's because I am recovering from this cough and cold. Y'all know we are in that season. We're in that time. It's cold and everyone's indoors, so lots of little, you know, germs going around, but I am recovering quite well. I give God all the thanks and praise and honor for my life and space here today. Now, thanks. We're talking about thanks. We just came out of the Thanksgiving holiday, you know, and everyone had all of their delicious meals, I hope, and spent time with their families. You know, for my family, we kind of skipped out on, you know, the guests and the dinner and all that good stuff because everyone was just going through this cough and cold. But it did not stop us from sharing our thanksgiving to God, expressing our thanks to God, and just for life and for each other. And my family, you know, I know everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people may feel that way, that they have a lot to give God thanks for. And honestly, I have too many things to give God thanks for, because He truly is a good God. He's been faithful to me, especially, you know, in this season of my life. I've really experienced the hand of God in a way that was, it's like even in the present, like the physical, the natural sense of things, God has been good. You know, prayers have been answered, prayers, childhood prayers, dreams have come true. A lot of my dreams have come true. And it's only because of God, only because of the faithfulness of God. And so, you know, I just wanted to take a moment to really talk about gratitude and just really what that means to God when we express our gratitude to Him. You know, there are so many, you know, issues. You'll anybody, depending on their background, where they come from, on their history, they'll have something to say, you know, about Thanksgiving. And, you know, we all can agree that it's not all about the food and, you know, the gathering. And for a lot of people, you know, Thanksgiving itself, the dinners and all these different things, is stressful. It's a lot. Some people dread it. Some people, you know, can't deal with the pomp and the, you know, and all that, the stuff that goes into it, just to make this one day turn out, I guess, perfect, or, you know, or you tolerate it, or you, you know, you just endure it. And it's sad that a holiday like that, people have to endure and people have to tolerate. But when you are able to take all of that stuff, all the fuss, all the food, all the criticism, and, you know, all of that out of the equation, and you just get down to the nitty-gritty of just being thankful for your life and thankful for the people in your life and thankful for where God has really brought you from, that's when you get to the meat of it, and that's when you get to really enjoy. But the point is for us to get down, to cut out all of the noise for a moment and really sit with God. That's where I'm getting at. I want to encourage us to sit with God and reflect on life, you know. And it's amazing that Thanksgiving is, you know, almost at the end of the year. So you get a lot, you have an opportunity to really look over, you know, a year or two and just what has been going on in your life. And the fact that you're still here and you're still breathing, it means a lot, you know. And God really calls us to express gratitude you know, to express our gratitude to him in any in any event. You know, he calls us to gratitude. And there are so many scriptures that encourages us to come before God with thanksgiving in our hearts. There are Psalms always encouraging us to come to God with thanksgiving in our heart. And, you know, when we, even when we talk more about thanksgiving and, you know, how wonderful it is and how much God really encourages us and wants us to be thankful, you know, it's a beautiful thing to be thankful, you know, and there is what I've come to understand. There's power in being, saying thank you and being thankful to God and in gratitude itself. There's healing in gratitude. In fact, there is, you know, a story in the Bible that I went and read, and, you know, it always speaks to me when it comes to gratitude. It shows such a powerful message about gratefulness and how Jesus, you're blessed when you show God thanks and gratefulness for what he's done for you. So this Bible story is taken from Luke chapter 17 verse 11 I'm going to read up into verse 19, and I'm reading from the King James Version because it hit different. In the King James Version, it hit kind of different, and so I really like it. It says, "And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Excuse me. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith had made thee whole. And that word, that whole, kind of put a different, you know, spin to healing. It put it, this is a next level beyond being healed. He was not just healed, you know, he was made whole because he went back to God. He went back to Jesus to thank him because he saw that he was healed. The story don't tell us how long this man and all these other lepers had leprosy, you know. And of course, when you have leprosy, you're ostracized. You live away from everybody else because it's such a contagious, you know, it's a contagious disease. And, you know, I'm sure it's painful and so many things, you know, it leads to poverty. It leads to all these different things. And this man, while they were walking, because, you know, as soon as they saw Jesus, he healed them. At least as they are walking, as they're leaving Jesus, because he sent them to go and show themselves. And this man didn't reach to go show off. He didn't reach to go. He saw that he was healed and he returned to God. He returned to God to say thank you. And so that's why I feel it's important, because this man was made whole. That means maybe those other guys may catch leprosy again. Maybe they might, you know, catch some other thing, because they were only healed. And so maybe they still have scars. You know, maybe it's still showing on their skin, right? But this man, when he show up, I'm sure when he would have shown up to show the priest himself, he looked different than the others, because he took the time to return to God. And so I want to encourage us to take the time to return to God while God is blessing you, while you're in your transition, while you're seeing the hand of God in your life, or even before. Just know that, you know, once God already released the word, it's okay and safe to turn back and begin to give him thanks and praise and worship him for what he is doing in your life. And so that's my pocket of hope for you today. That's my message of hope for you today. There is hope and power and wholeness in your thanks to God. You don't have to keep it to yourself. You don't have to worry that, oh my God, like, you know, it's, you know, something else is going to happen. No, God is going to make you whole. He's going to heal you if you remember to express your gratitude to him. So God bless you and God keep you. May his face shine upon you. Until next time. I know this one is a quick one. It's because, you know what, like, I'm trying to cough right down here, my throat. So, you know, I don't want to make it long, but just know that there is wholeness in your gratitude to God. So don't forget to give God thanks for his wonderful love, his greatness, his loving kindness to us. Until next time, love you.